Agent Ryan,
Agent the Vern.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast team has asked us to return back to the town of Twin Peaks to go over all the case files. Are you ready?
Have we been asked to cover the case files of the groundbreaking series created by David Lynch and Mark Frost?
The same one. We will be discussing in detail every episode from all three seasons of the show,
including the plot of every character, not just the mystery of who killed Laura Palmer.
Exactly. We'll also dive into why the show became such a phenomenon in the 90s and how it still influences shows today.
Will we discuss the feature film Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me?
You know, that may be our longest season yet.
So check Tales from the Double R on Anchor, Spotify, Good Pods, or listen to us at rabbitholepodcast.com.
Now, let's order some coffee and a piece of that amazing pie.
You fine people, welcome back to Top 5 A through Z. I am your temporary captain, Jason Soto, from rabbitholepodcast.com. Hello everybody. I have here our co-host Rob Branch. Hello Rob.
Oh, Captain Pete's captain.
And Pete, what's up, Pete?
What's up?
We are back. It is season 2 of Top 5 A through Z. We are here. We are back. We are large and in charge. A couple of notes I should probably mention off to the top here. One, Bill's not here. He had to take a leave of the show, of the podcast, kind of indefinitely. We don't know when he'll be back. And it's a really weird, I can't get into it. It's a really stupid, bad, horrible situation that Bill is in, and he's unable to do the podcast. He did give us permission to go ahead and continue without him, since he doesn't know how long it's going to take, and he doesn't want the show to just go away or no longer exist. And I didn't either. I like doing the show. I like doing the show with you guys, and it's a lot of fun. People seem to like it. So I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to not have it exist anymore. So, you know, we talked to Bill and he was okay with just me hosting the show and Rob and Pete, you know, here, and we'll get guests still every now and then. But yeah, so that's what's happening right now. So Bill will not be here, and don't know when he'll be back. Hopefully soon. Cause you know, we want him back. Until then, it's just going to be us three as the main people. And like I said, we'll get guests to come in every now and then. So that'll be your top five crew for now.
Let's get a porn star.
That's your neighbor, right?
I have no idea.
Second thing is, what are we doing this season? Last season we did movies. That was the whole bulk of season one. Was we counted down movies going alphabetical order from A through Z. The original plan was we were going to do TV shows, doing that going through the A through Z format with TV shows. But Bill, his one stipulation of us continuing on without him was to put that on hold because he really wants to be here for that. And so we put that on hold. So what we've decided as a group was we'll just kind of just do, I'll say,
favorite
random
sexual positions,
random top five lists. With the topic, the subject will change every episode. It's not going to be like one very specific thing, you know, like today we're doing technically movies and music. But 2 weeks from now, it could be books. 4 weeks from now, favorite pubic hairs on Rob's chin. One, you know, any one of those.
Name that pubic hair. Oh, that's Janine.
That's Janine. I like that.
So that's kind of what we're going to be doing this season. We're just going to be coming up with different topics for top five lists and then making our lists. And that's it. Yeah. So that's what's happening this season. Today we are starting things off. This was Pete's idea. We are doing top five favorite movie soundtracks. Before we get into it, gentlemen, I had a hard time with this. I looked up, like, I had a couple that were my favorites. I wrote those down. And then I wanted to see, like, what else was out there. And then I saw all these goddamn soundtracks. And I'm like, oh my god, that's amazing, that's amazing, that's amazing, that's amazing. So I don't know how you guys narrowed this down.
I couldn't either. I mean, it was my idea, but there was like two I didn't add on the list that I really liked too. But I said these five here that I got now, it's like.
I just thought about movies I liked and movies I've seen and how much musical sucks. I went with that.
Yeah, that's the second question. We didn't necessarily, I didn't put this in the rules, so I guess it's okay if we.
If Bill was here, they would all be musicals.
If we put musicals, I would have been okay with it. I didn't make any rules for this. So, you know, Rob didn't. But Pete, if you put musicals in, I'm cool with it. I didn't necessarily. I would have put, like, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, because I do like all the songs from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oklahoma, where the wind goes drifting through the trees.
And you have an odd fascination for Oklahoma.
It's the right nutsack of America.
Okay. Anyway,
we're gonna get a whole bunch of hate mail from Oklahomians. Hey, what does he mean by that?
I don't even know if Now I'm curious. I wonder if we have listeners in Oklahoma. While I'm looking that up, yeah, I had a hard time making my list. What the hell did I just do? Yeah, so I didn't know what to do, and mines are gonna have. There's a theme. You'll notice a theme when we get to, like, maybe my number three of what I did.
With sequels, you know. So this is the first one. This is a sequel. This is the sequel of the sequel.
So with that said, let's go ahead and get this going, shall we? Pete, you're kicking us off. What's your number five?
Alrighty, since it was my idea for this all, I'm going to say right now, this week we have a movie coming out, but this doesn't deal with this week's movie. This week we have Scream 6. So my number five is the original 1996 Scream soundtrack. And some of my favorite stuff on there, you have Red Right Hand from Nick Cave and the Bat Seeds, which is pretty much the main song in the movie that they play a lot. Red Right Hand, you know, then you got like your Scream. I can't say it. Scream. God damn it. I don't know why the hell I said Scream for. Then you have, I'm looking at my notes here. You got Republica in there. If you remember Republica.
I do, actually.
That's a damn good
one. Hit wonder.
Yeah. Drop Dead Gorgeous is the name of that song that they did. They had Whisper to a Scream from Soho. Not Soto, but Soho. You got a song in there from Moby.
Oh.
Eminem's Nemesis.
right.
First two higher.
At least Pete said it.
Yeah. And then they got the rock classic in there, School's Out by Alice Cooper. So, you know, there's a lot of other songs here that's really good, but that right there, those are like the main ones. Got Don't Feed a Reaper too from Gus. All of them play pivotal roles into the movie. I like soundtracks that actually go with the whole film, that makes the film.
And I can't believe there are six Screams now. That's just retarded.
Yeah, and they're doing seven. They're doing seven.
Oh my, seriously, they're going to make it like a Saw franchise, you know?
Yeah.
Next thing you know. Hello, Sydney. I'd like to play a game. I want to play a game. I want to play a game, Sydney. We got Yahtzee. We got Monopoly. We got Clue. We got Clue.
No, sorry. But yeah, that's my number five. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I even thought about the soundtrack to that
movie. Either.
But yeah, that's pretty good actually. I gotta give that to you. That's pretty cool. Good job.
Thank you.
Rob, what's your number five?
My number five, actually, you know, before I even say my number five, I'm surprised I didn't put Rocky Horror Picture Show down. I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. I was like, what movies? And I was like looking the internet, I was like, oh, I remember seeing that, you know. So my number five is kind of weird because the movie itself has two different soundtracks. We all know these types of movies where it has like a soundtrack that's nothing but scores, and yeah, then it's like a, like they re-release it or they do something differently and they add music, like, you know, artists and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my number five is from Donnie Darko.
Oh.
So here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you can figure out this fucking movie. You know, it's Richard Kelly's movie. Some people are like, oh, it's because he's dying and all that stuff. And people are like, oh, it's the end of the world. And you got that one guy in the back of the corner going, what the fuck did I watch? it's a brain scrambler of a movie. It's amazing to watch. The movie itself, like its score is all like dark, deep, twisted shit, you know? And it'd probably be great, like the score soundtrack would probably be great at a rave, you know? Let's just be honest about it, you know? It'd be amazing to listen to. But then in 2004, the British re-release had songs like Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears, Mad World, yes, by Gary Jules.
Yes, yes.
Never Tear Us Apart by Innix, and then Stay by Oingo Boingo. That's the funnest thing to say. Oingo Boingo.
Oingo, you know? Boingo, yeah.
The score soundtrack is just as fucked up as the movie, and it makes your butthole just pucker up like this, you know? and then, you know, the artistic, you know, people listening and singing, you know, kind of makes your butthole just relax enough to where, like, you can squeeze out a pinch, you know? just going on about buttholes. But yeah, my number five is Donnie Darko. And I was thinking, like, I was tossed between, like, doing a five and a four between Donnie Darko and then the sequel. But I really, like, Donnie Darko is just such a cult movie in its own. It should never have done a sequel, you know?
I've never seen a sequel.
It if my memory serves me correct, it's about his sister.
Yes.
It is.
Like, she has the same mental illness as he did.
Yeah.
And what's really weird is, like, I've never seen it, but from what I've been told, the bunny changes. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, if she has the same mental illness or the same disease or whatever, shouldn't the bunny be the same? Like, shouldn't the bunny come around like, oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I knew again, I've not seen the movie, so it depends on how you look at it. If it is indeed just something she's making up, she never saw the bunny in the first movie.
Yeah.
Well, it was all in Jake's character's mind, you know. So everybody's like, oh, he's just losing his shit, you know.
Got it. That's another one. God damn, see, I did not even think about Donnie Darko, because yeah, I love the Mad World song. I love the use of Head Over Heels. Damn. Okay.
You know what would have really been great? The best song that would have been, you know, Falling in Love with You, you know, I can't wait, you know.
Yeah,
as the engine of the plane just smashes Donnie, you know. it would have been such an amazing juxtaposition. You're like, I'd love this song. What the fuck? I'm conflicted.
I gotcha. So I looked it up, and we have one listener in Oklahoma City. So you offended one person.
Aunt Betty, I'm not sorry.
So
I thought you were going to say, well, my
okay,
buddy.
Well, my number five is going to be weird.
Too late.
Because it's a movie that's not super well known. But it's a movie that when I watch it, I kind of dig the soundtrack to it. And this is why I put it at number five. Because the movie is called Manos, The Hands of Fate. And this came from a Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode where they covered the movie. And it's one of my favorite episodes of the show where they cover that movie. And I watched this episode a lot. Like, I practically have it memorized. Like, the riffs I have practically memorized. For whatever reason, the songs that are in the movie, I kind of dig. They're like these, like, light jazz type songs. But the movie's from 66, so it's like jazz from the 60s. And they're not bad songs. I dig some of them. I don't know if there ever was an official soundtrack. I keep meaning to look it up, and I don't ever do it. It's not on Spotify, I can tell you that. I looked it up on Spotify. They did not put the soundtrack to Manos, the Hands of Fate on Spotify. If I ever become rich, my number one goal is to buy the rights to the soundtrack to Manos, the Hands of Fate, and put that on Spotify. That's my goal.
There's an original soundtrack available. You can purchase it.
Okay, cool. I'll have to look into that.
It's on Spotify. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, is it? Last time
it's called Manos.
It must be new. Cause I looked. This was a while ago when I looked. So who knows? It could have been some weird, stupid rights thing. But Manos, the Hands of Fate.
The first song, Family Vacation.
Is this it?
That is not.
Holy
a
shit! That is it. What the fuck? Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. I know what I'm doing tonight when I get off this call.
I'm going to jerk off crying listening to the song.
No, but I mean, the songs are not that bad. For such a shitty movie that's like was made on a dare. And I'm seriously, if you look up this movie, I'm not even joking. Like, someone dared the guy to make a movie, and this is what he made. And it's a fantastic train wreck of a film.
I want to cosplay as that guy.
Go for it. Do it. So anyway, my number five, it's really out of left field, and that's why I put it my number five, because I was like, I wanted to put like something more like the rest of mine are super mainstream. But then I kept going to Manos, the Hands of Fate, and I kept thinking, I like the songs off of that. I got to talk about it. So that's there fair. You go. Manos, the Hands of Fate. Go check out the soundtrack on Spotify, apparently. Okay. Pete, number four.
Hi, I'm Casey Kasem, and this is... Oh, sorry.
Top five.
My number four will feel like something from Casey Kasem because of all the music in there. It's all classic, great songs. And it's from a great Marvel movie. It's from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. You have all of your a lot of other classic songs. You got, like, I'm looking at my notes here, sorry. you got the Pina Colada song. You got
You like Penis Colossus?
Penis Colossus. That's a different story, a different movie. But anyway, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. You got to call Snoop for that one. But anyways, I Want You Back from Jackson 5. You got Hooked on a Feeling. Bam, bam, you, Cherry Bomb. Cherry Bomb. You got the, you got Ooh Child. You got a bunch of stuff here. So if you want, David Bowie's in here too, by the way. Moonage's Daydream. But there's so much other good stuff in here. They got like Spirit in the Sky. You know? So you listen to stuff and you're like, man, my parents played this when they were high. When I was a kid, but it's really good songs though. You know, they were drunk, they were high, they were getting off.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we know how Pete was conceived.
All joking aside, though, that's a damn good soundtrack, though. Like, you get, you know, you're like, man, this is, like, works. It works for the film. Like I was saying with the last one, you got to have music that goes good with the film. And that, to me, I thought everything for that soundtrack went good with the film.
Pete, let's be honest. Your mom was singing Hook on a Feeling, and your dad was singing Cherry Bomb.
No, there was singing anything.
And now you're pregnant.
No, I think anything have been from ZZ Top or Neil Young. Trust me, I know.
Okay,
I'm surprised we haven't had a lot of ZZ Top in movies. You know, it's
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. It would have to be either a pure 80s movie or a movie that takes place in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because I can't see, like, a movie made now that takes place now.
It would have been awesome having one of his song, one of their songs in E.T.
He does have legs, and I'm sure he knows how to use them.
Yeah, and he's probably wore cheap sunglasses at some point.
All right, Rob, what's your number four?
All right, my number four, put my notes up here. So Pete actually took one of my songs, but my number four is it's from a 90s movie. I never, true story here, I've never seen the movie, but I've heard enough of the songs. And I was like, you know what? In the 90s, I was like, okay, this is a 90s album, whatever. It's the soundtrack to Can't Hardly Wait. And I feel oddly ashamed and slightly aroused by saying I'm oddly ashamed of the soundtrack. You got like Third Eye Blind, you got Busta Rhymes in there, Blink 182, Run DMC. And let's just be honest, ladies and gentlemen, you can't have a movie without a shitty 90s song by that famous shitty band, Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know.
Yeah, I hate Smash Mouth. I used to like their stuff, but then, like, you know, I've been seeing like the lead singer pop up on like TikTok and just being a complete and total dick to everybody.
I think he left the band. He's no longer part of Smash Mouth.
Okay. But his fucking voice with a passion. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, it was a good song. It was a good track. It had a lot of like teen for the 90s, you know, like Teen Rebellion and then Teen Pump Up and a little bit of everything. So, I mean, you know, like I said, I've never seen the movie. I really have no desire. You know, seeing a movie from like, what, 30 years ago? Nobody gives a shit. Jennifer Love Huge Tits is, you know, and other stuff. But yeah. You
know, I like Can't Hardly Wait.
That was funny though, man. You gotta watch it.
That's a good movie. That is really good.
I will watch it when I'm pissed drunk and stoned at the same time. I'll talk to both of your parents, Pete.
May my dad rest in peace. He would love talking to my dad. Trust me, he was that type of dude.
Your dad'd be like, "Shut up, man. I'm trying to rest."
Okay. My number four. Is for a movie that came out in 2000 or 2001. One of them two. I can't remember right now. It was based on a book, and the movie is really, really cool. It's actually Bill's probably like favorite movie of all time. I'm going to go with the High Fidelity soundtrack. There's a lot of cool songs in this because the movie in itself is about music in a sense. It's about relationships, and it's also about music, because the main character, John Cusack character, he owns a record store, and he's just obsessed with music to the point where, like, half of his apartment is just records. And he's obsessed with making mixtapes, and actually, he makes top five lists, so imagine that. and he talks about music all the time, and there's a lot of music discussion in there, so there's a lot of interesting songs in this. There's a lot of old stuff mixed with new stuff, mixed with some covers. One of the newer ones is a band that even gets mentioned in the movie called the Beta Band. And the song that they used in the movie is actually really good. They kind of got minorly popular, but nothing really huge. But like, what other soundtrack can you go where you go from like Elton John's Crocodile Rock to a Belle and Sebastian song? Like, I can't think of another movie where those two things are like next to each other. And then you got Walking on Sunshine, but Katrina and the Waves just in the middle of there. So there's a lot going on in this soundtrack, and it's really good. And yeah, every time I watch the movie, I just dig like almost every song that comes out. And it's a good movie too. I know we talked about it probably like a billion times in season one, but I highly recommend it. High Fidelity, the High Fidelity soundtrack, number four.
Yeah, they
nice.
I do remember that has a lot of good music in it. I haven't seen the movie a lot, but I remember that.
I love that movie. I wish I had a podcast that covered 2000s movies. I definitely would be putting that on there. All right. We're just moving right along. Pete, what's your number three?
Oh, okay. Here we go again. One of my all-time favorite graphic novels is also one of my favorite movies, and it's one of my favorite soundtracks, and that is The Crow.
Oh.
You had a lot of old school 90s and, you know, 90s stuff in there. You had like Stone Temple Pilots. You had The Cure. You had, hold on, I got to go through my list because I got, this is on the other side of the page. Sorry. Usually I run my notes in my head, but some of the stuff I got to look at for the songs. You got like the Rollins Band, which is like shock. You know, you hear Rollins in there. You get the Pantera in there. Okay. You got Rage Against the Machine down there. You got Nine Inch Nails. The big one though was from The Cure, which is Burn, which is one of the main songs in the movie. Yeah, you have a bunch of other ones in the movie, but that one and the one from Nine Inch Nails, I think you hear the most. Don't correct in that. But it goes really good with the movie. It has that dark tone for a lot of the songs, and it stays with the whole basis of life and death, almost like a lot of those songs. So I think it works for that. So that's my quick number three.
Very good. Very good. Rob, number three.
My number three. Okay, so you know how in the first season of Top 5 ATV, you guys did a whole bunch of like movie and sequel as like a combined, you know. Pete actually stole one of mine. So I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to do my number three as Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Volume 1. I mean, you know, if you have not seen it by now, it's, you know, there's something wrong with you. But yeah, I mean, the entirety of the album actually kind of follows, you know, Quill's travel through, you know, becoming from basically a loser, you know, in space, like, you know, a hero. And so when you see him, you know, wrestling with his feelings, trying to figure out what to do, he's always like, always holding on to his, you know, his dad's tape from his dad's cassette collection, you know, and just trying to like find meaning in the songs and trying to, you know, to figure out what he's doing, if he's doing it wrong. And then he goes back to the song. He's like, okay, you know, maybe Pops is trying to tell me something. Maybe Mom's trying to tell me something, you know? And I mean, it's just, you know, it's an amazing soundtrack. You know, it's one of those soundtracks that has music from the eras before and leading up to where Guardians of the Galaxy is. And it's very heartfelt and very loving, you know? So thanks for stealing my shit, Pete.
And you know what? You describe something I didn't describe when I was talking about it too, because a lot of those songs do play a big part in the movie. Oh, because, you know, so it was part of this album.
Music was a big passion of Peter Quill, you know, the character Peter Quill.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the beginning, the title, you know, just Guardians of the Galaxy, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, my number three is Awesome Mix Volume 1.
Well, you're not going to believe this shit.
You saved a whole bunch of money by not paying your car insurance.
Well, I don't have a car, so technically you're true. I do save a lot of money because I don't drive, just FYI. Anyway, my number three is Guardians of the Galaxy. Awesome Mix Number 1 as well.
Good choice.
So there's a three-way crossover. That's awesome. When I first seen the movie in theaters, I was there opening weekend because I was so excited for this movie. And then the soundtrack just fucking blew me away. To the point when I got home and I immediately went to Spotify and I just...
Napster.
No. And just found all the songs and added them to all my playlists. It's such a great soundtrack. Now, I was tempted to put 2 as well. because there's some great songs on the second one too. And there's a one particular one is in part two that I love is the song that's playing when the arrow is killing all the people on the ship, and it's just going all over the place, and you just see dead bodies just falling. That's like one of my favorite like scenes, I think, from a movie, and I like the song that's associated with it. It's a good pick. Like, James Gunn knows how to like pair the songs with the movie.
Gunn knows his music,
and it's fucking awesome. So, I almost put the second one just to be different because I had a feeling one of you two, if not both, was gonna do one. But I do agree. I think one, the soundtrack is better. I just also like two as well. So, but anyway, there you go. Short and sweet. My number three is also the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 soundtrack. So there you go. I can't wait for 3 to come out. That's supposed to be coming out this year?
Yeah.
Is it this year? Like in the summer? Okay.
There you go.
All right. Yeah,
we'll go
I can't
see
wait.
It together, Soto.
We'll use the Run-P app.
Run-P.
Pete, what's your number two? Holy shit. We're at number two already.
Yeah, I know. This is getting to be the fastest episode so far.
Well, with three people, it goes pretty fast.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, that's how it was when we started this all. It was me and Bill and our other buddy besides Jason coming on every now and then. But you know what I'm saying? Our other buddy, the guy that left. But anyways, done with the cheap shots. Anyways, Queen of the Damned is my number two.
Oh,
I didn't even think about that.
Interesting.
Every song is badass and works with the movie. Pretty much. They have some new metal artists in there. They got some other artists in there. Believe it or not, Chester Bennington has a song there. Bennington. Okay. I can't say it right now. Sorry. You got Papa Roach in there. You got Marilyn Manson. You got Static X. You got Disturbed. You got the hold on. You got Deftones. You got the Papa Roach. You got who else in here that's well known? That's been pretty much it for the well knowns. But every song in here is just phenomenal. I think for the soundtrack to go with it, it's like when you hear David Draiman. David Draiman. From Disturbed, he has his own solo song in there and goes, "I'm over it." It swear to God, just like what's his name, Jonathan Davis from Korn. Because watching the third album, man, that's Jonathan Davis, and I look at the soundtrack and go, "Oh, wait a minute, that's David Draiman." You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like everything works. Like some of the songs you heard already in there, like "Down with the Sickness" and "Change." In the House of Flies, but some of the stuff you didn't hear, like it's just for the thing, like the one that I was just saying, Forsaken by David Draiman. So, you know, you got the Wayne Static one too, Not Meant for Me. So that was like, you know, original one for the soundtrack there, but everything works. It's like, it goes good with the whole vampire genre, you know.
Genre.
So that's my number two. If you want to have a good rock, heavy metal-ish type soundtrack to go with your movie, that I recommend.
Now, do you like the movie? Because it's been universally panned as one of like the worst movies ever made.
No.
Yeah,
I like the movie.
It wasn't as great as the first movie. It was good, but not Interview with a Vampire great. Like, no.
Okay.
Don't even, Pete.
Okay. Yeah. All right, fair enough. All right, I've not seen the second one, so I can't speak on it. I just hear people say, oh, that's just a shitty movie. Aaliyah was good, but everything else was shitty.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Rob, number two.
Well, my number two, ironically, is Guardians of the Galaxy, awesome mix volume two.
All right.
I just had to do it like... When the first one came out, the music was so great, and when they talked about, okay, we're going to do a sequel, I'm like, how the fuck are they going to top that soundtrack? Because that soundtrack was amazing, you know?
Yeah. But
then they come out, you know, let's see here, Blue Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky, Fleetwood Mac, The Chain, Bring It Home, just a whole bunch of other songs, you know? Like, I love the intro to the movie, you know, Baby Groot dancing around, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And when Drax is accidentally thrown onto it, he's slapping him, and Drax is like, ow, stop it. It wasn't my fault, you know? But yeah, it's a very, it just like it's predecessor. It is amazing. You actually see more emotion throughout the movie with the soundtrack, because Quill, you know, once he gets his Zune, the most amazing thing in the galaxy, ironically, he starts changing, you know, he's got a bigger playlist. He's got, you know, thousands of songs. Instead of something that could hold, you know, 16 or 24 songs, he's got like 3,000. He's like, holy crap, you know? And you see him, you know, he's grown more, and he's, you know, they've become more of a family. And you know, I'm dying to see what they're going to put in the third one, you know?
Yeah.
I just got to know. I got to know, because how are they going to do it, you know?
Yeah, like, how do you top that soundtrack, and what do you do? Like, I feel like, is it going to get more modern, do you think? Like, it'd be maybe more like 90s, because it's been like 80s and 70s songs.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if it's gonna be like 90s songs, maybe.
I'm wondering.
That'd be kind of cool, actually. I'd be in for that. Yeah, I'm curious about the movie, and I'm curious about the soundtrack. So yeah. Okay. Hey, good for you. I'm glad someone officially put Volume 2 on their list, because it is good. I will admit, it is good.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's one of my all-time favorites. You know, it's put them one and two together and just paying. Like, I'll put volumes one and two together, like on YouTube. I'll just find like the one and two mix.
Yeah.
And just play it while I'm working, you know. But I don't sing, so, you know, we're good there.
Thank God for small favors. All right, my number two. My number two is a soundtrack to probably the most independent film in the face of the planet. The film was made by a single guy who had a vision, a dream.
Oh, God, not this.
Please. And he says, I want to make a movie. And I want the movie to be about my job. And
okay, good.
He got some credit cards, he maxed them out, got some film equipment, hired local actors, and made a film called Clerks. And surprisingly, the soundtrack is fucking awesome. I don't know how he got the rights to a Bad Religion song, a Alice in Chains song, Soul Asylum, Toadies, Nine Inch Nails. Like, what the fuck? Like, how do you get the rights to, like, this shit? It's amazing. And so, and then there's, like, original stuff, too, in there. Like, there's a song called Chewbacca. I just randomly sometimes will just go, Chewbacca! What a Wookiee!
Wasn't MC Chris in that also?
I'm looking. No, not the first movie. I'm talking about the first movie, just for everyone curious. I did the first movie. yeah. And then in the movie, if you recall the movie, there's a part where Jay's talking to his cousin, who's from Russia, and he's in a metal band, and it's called Berserker.
Berserker.
Yeah, that shows up in the soundtrack as well, so you can actually hear the song, the Berserker song in the soundtrack. And there's a remake of Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. Like, how did he do this? Like, I don't understand how he got all these songs. Like, it's amazing that he did this.
Sly man, you know?
But yeah, it's a good soundtrack. I love the movie. Movie is in my top five favorite movies of all time, which would be an interesting topic for this podcast. Probably take forever to make, but yeah. But this, I dig the songs too. Every time a song comes on in the movie, I'm totally digging it. So there you go. My number two is the Clerks soundtrack, the first movie.
I gotta listen to it now because that sounds like a lot of good stuff. I never.
There's
heard
a lot of good stuff on there.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. Now, what for whatever reason, if you go to the original soundtrack page on Spotify, a lot of the songs are missing. But there's a second playlist that somebody made that has those missing songs. So
nice.
I'm dedicated fan.
So I don't know how that happened, but
you think it'll be on YouTube Music? Because that's what I have on my phone.
It could YouTube. Be. Oh, it should be 100% on YouTube Music. So, okay, gentlemen, look at this. We are 41 minutes into the episode. We're at our number ones.
Wow,
look
41 minutes, and we haven't, like, you know. Fucked up bad. All right.
No, we're not in the 2 hour mark. Look at that. So Pete, what is your number one favorite movie soundtrack?
I gotta do one thing for display perk first. You gotta go with a smile. You know what I'm saying? My number one. Joker.
Nice belly button.
No, sorry. No, it's not belly button, but I'm trying. But if I said go with a smile, you know I'm saying Batman from 1989. The whole album was done by Prince.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Blouses to Chappelle. You know. You know. But that whole album was great. Like, everything tied in great to the movie. The music was awesome. It made you want to party through the whole damn soundtrack. It's probably one of the best ones besides Purple Rain, I think, first Prince, for album wise and stuff and everything, I think, my opinion. it has so many, it's like, I can go to Bat Dance is probably the most popular one of the whole album. Hold on. You got the Electric Chair, that was pretty good. Party Man was another one that was big on there. You had Trust. From the part with the Joker, talking about the Joker. Trust, who do you trust? Oh, anyway, I'm not going to go there. But you got the love song one, Arms of Orion. You got the Lemon Crush. You got the Vicky Waitin. Like, everything actually works. You know, you got Scandalous. It's not many songs, too. It's like 9 songs total on the whole album. But it works. And I have a quick random story about this. I told us too during the top five, but this also deals with the music too. With the movies, I had the VHS tape. I worn out for how many times I watched it. We had to get another one because I used to watch that thing like on a constant when I was a kid.
And yep.
And with the tape and the CD, I actually have my 4th copy, I think, now. So
okay.
If that says how many times I listened to it, that's, you know, I'm worn out the other one, so.
I do like the joke in Shaun of the Dead when they're looking at records to throw at the zombies and they come across the Batman soundtrack. Yeah, and he's like, no, throw that. That's the second album I ever bought.
I remember that, though.
I do appreciate that. So, all right, good pick. Yeah, the Batman soundtrack. I didn't think about that one either, honestly. But yeah, Prince songs. Yeah, you can't go wrong with Prince.
No, you can't. He's got, you know, probably thousands of songs in his vault.
Yeah.
And I was like saying that was my favorite Prince thing right there, actually, too. So, you know, not gonna lie on that. That's.
You know, I've just been thinking. I was thinking about, you know, Jason's song and thinking about the Batman soundtrack. How hilarious would it be if someone cut, you know, the scene where Jack Nicholson is walking up the stairs and dancing, and all you hear is Chewbacca! What a Wookiee! That would be hysterical, you know?
Yeah. I did not even think about that.
Oh, good. Okay, so my number
You're
one.
You're number one, sir.
So when I say multidimensional movies, what do you guys think of?
Multi-dimensional movies?
Yeah, movies that talk about multi-dimensions, you know.
I'd say like Doctor Strange and the new one.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
What if I tell you, like, I'm looking for artists like Post Malone and Swae Lee, Nicki Minaj, DJ Flea?
I know where you're going.
Yeah, my number one is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes, okay.
This, you know, when this came out and I was like, okay, they're finally doing like a Spider-Verse, you know, and they're not just doing three white guy Spider-Men. They bring in a compass of different people. It's just the soundtrack just vibes so damn well with the artwork, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, now they come out with a sequel, and I'm just like with Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm curious if they can top their first one, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
The second one, they're bringing in Madame Web, you know? So it's like, you got to have some weird music for her. You know? you just got to have something like an orchestra, you know, and then out of nowhere, like, you know, Danger Mouse comes in and just starts making shit up. You know? It kind of mixes, you know, Jay-Z's Black Album with the Beatles' White Album. You get the Gray Album out of nowhere.
There you go.
You know? So, yeah, I mean, I was... When the movie came out, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to suck, you know, because they brought in Miles Morales. And I'm like, okay, we can see how this works, you know. And then just as the movie progressed and as it just changed, you're seeing things change and you're seeing him grow up like every other, you know, hero movie that there is. And the music just kind of goes with every situation that happens. The music just pumps you into that scene. So, you know.
Yeah.
My number one, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
That was really good pick, man. I
didn't...
Really
cool. And if you're out there, Spider-Gwen, call me.
That was the big one for Post Malone's one.
Yeah, it was amazing, you know.
That song is cool. I love that song. It sucks it's only like a minute and a half, but yeah.
You see what I was doing, Rob?
No, what were you doing?
Hold on, let me go back here real quick. Because when you were talking... I kind of went apeshit nuts on this.
Spider-Man.
Wait, hold on.
Nice.
I need one more. I have the whole set for that new movie.
Oh, nice.
But I got
well done
out there, so I had to show you that. Since that I was kind of weird that you were talking about that. I go, you know what? I got to show you guys this.
I got something here.
Yeah. Right. Go on, Bob. Sorry about that.
No, I'm basically done. You know, I was just thinking, you know, trying to think of Jason's good. Top one, and I'm like, it's probably a musical of some type.
It is not.
Oh.
It is the soundtrack to my number one favorite movie of all time.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No. A lot of great songs. A lot of classic 70s songs.
Howard the Duck.
Whether they're funk or they're kind of like smooth grooves. And sprinkled in the soundtrack are lines of dialogue from the movie.
Mm.
And to give you a hint, one of the lines of dialogue is Ezekiel 25:17.
Pulp Fiction.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides. The tyranny of evil men. Pulp Fiction, the soundtrack, is my number one. Every song on this is just great.
Well done, well done.
A lot of great songs on this. You got a lot of great classic songs. I mean, you got Miserlou from Dick Dale and the Deltones, which opens up the movie. You got Jungle Boogie. You got Let's Stay Together by Al Green. Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield. You got the Urge Overkill version of Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. you got the song Flowers on the Wall, which is the song that Bruce Willis is listening to when he's escaping Marcellus Wallace, and then he sees him and then he runs him over. That's the song. I like that song for some reason. I don't know.
Jason likes running people over.
A lot of great songs on this soundtrack. Quentin Tarantino and James Gunn are like two people who I trust can pick great music for their movies.
If either of them were to kill you, they would have like just an awesome soundtrack of how they would murder you.
Exactly.
And then you'd be like, okay, I'm not afraid of death.
my number one dream is to get killed by Quentin Tarantino. So, you know, thank you.
For my death, he'll pick in a row from Garth.
So, yeah, that's it. My number one soundtrack, a lot of great songs, Pulp Fiction soundtrack. I had to go
for my death. He'll pick my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Rob did like his milkshakes.
He did. Rob does indeed like milkshakes.
There's your title for this episode. Rob likes his milkshakes.
Rob likes his milkshakes. All right. Well, that's going to do it. That's our top five favorite movie soundtracks. Hope everyone enjoyed that and listening. Please send in yours out there. You can email it to whatever, jasonsoda@gmail.com, or go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/rabbitholepods, and tell us your favorite movie soundtracks. We might have skipped some. And you can include musicals if you wish. We're not going to put that on you.
But to our listener in Oklahoma, do not put Oklahoma and do not put Debbie Does Dallas. I will find you.
Oh, they will put Oklahoma on there. I should mention before we go, however, that all the shows that we do here at Rabbit Hole Podcast are sponsored by Audible. You can go to audiblechild.com/rabbitholepod. You try it absolutely free for 30 days. You can download any audiobook, original show, or podcast. And after 30 days, you just pay $14.99 a month, and you get access to more original shows, audiobooks, or podcasts. It's just that simple. You can cancel any time, and if you do, you get to keep anything that you've downloaded, so there is no risk to it. audibletrial.com/rabbitholepod. Using that link helps us out, and you support the show. You can also support us by going to Patreon, patreon.com/rabbitholepods. $3 a month is going to give you early access to every show on Rabbit Hole Podcasts, and you get great bonus content. There's all kinds of great stuff over there to check out. $3 a month gets you into the door, and you get to listen and watch some great, great stuff. Patreon.com/rabbitholepods.
For one hour, you get to see, you get to see Pete pick his nose with his tongue.
No, but you get to see another thing we sponsor. I mean, that sponsors us, that helps us out, and that's Run P.
Run P.
They'll have it on there for you to tell you what's up.
Jason, isn't something going on with Run P here soon?
That will be over with by the time this episode airs. But yeah, you can go check out the episode of Whatever with Jason Soto. We are going to have the Run Peeps, as I call them, on the show.
Wow.
And we have not recorded that yet, so I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm sure it was fun. I'm sure we had a blast.
I heard it was legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
And I think someone's going to lose their virginity during that episode. So there you go. Go check that out. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of Top 5 A through Z. Pete, Rob, thank you guys so much, as always, for being here. Appreciate you guys, as always. You guys are
thank
awesome.
Thank you for brightening my day and giving me constipation.
You're welcome. Everyone out there listening, thank you for your patience. We are back. We will be back with another episode in 2 weeks.
We're back, baby.
And yeah. We will have another list for you. I don't know what we're doing yet, but we will have something for you. So go check us out on all the places, Google, Apple, Spotify, or just go to rabbitholepodcast.com. That's probably the best place you can go. So,
top five worst yoga poses.
You get working on that, Rob. For the rest of us, we're going to get going. Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you later. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Copyright 2023, Rabbit Hole Podcasts, rabbitholepodcasts.com.